Macy Rodman, everybody. This is the incomparable Macy Rodman.
Macy Rodman in the studio today, folks. Woo!
Our very first in-person, in-house studio guest.
It's beautiful.
And not to sexualize you, but you walked into the room leg first. And that leg was 7 foot long.
Yeah. They're attached to my pussy.
It was legs. I saw a cap. And I was like, we're doing this today. Yeah. We're in the Studio 71 studio. We're not in my living room. We're used to filming my living room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it can be very primitive.
Yeah.
Because I run the cameras, so it can get... The quality can go in and out.
Yeah, I'm usually blurry or not in focus at all, which is I prefer.
There's one episode where I was like kind of like really well lit and gorgeous, and this one was so out of focus. It was like
it was like about to be like a light, you know, a reenactment, dramatic reenactment, but the camera just cut. It just cut.
Yes. Yeah. I love those reenactment shows where it's super blurry and super slow frames per second.
Yeah.
And they're like, no one knew what she was doing behind closed doors, and it's like a shadowy face like looking.
Yeah, she's just back here, like, rearranging some things. So, like, we don't know either.
Reenactment actor.
Yeah.
That's a job.
That's a great job.
That would be a great gig just to be a director. I only do dramatic reenactments of, like, true crime events.
Ooh.
Yeah. No lighting and just bad actors.
And you also have to look like a person. So, like, if you're an average actor and you're not a supermodel, it's probably a great option.
Yeah.
Because you have to look like a normal killer or a normal victim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't have, like... On Beautiful your Taylor bangs. Joy, like...
Yeah, you have to look like Aunt Lisa.
Yes!
Aunt Lisa the murderer.
Aunt Lisa the murderer. So you're visiting from New York?
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe we just magically got you here at the right time.
I know.
I've been planning it.
Oh, she's manifesting this.
I've been plotting. I have my little birds out and they whisper. Yeah.
I don't know if you know that this person loves you so much that you should feel unsafe.
And it's like,
I don't know if you know that.
This seating arrangement is to your benefit. Yeah. I am obsessed.
Oh my God.
Obsessed. And I'm obsessed. And it's just because I have a tendency to, you know, just want to, you know, KMS all the time. And your videos, really. I'm like our fans with her.
Yeah, you were going to kill yourself.
Like, I was going to kill myself, but then I saw you eat sour cream and I'm okay. You know, like that's totally the vibe.
She showed me some of your videos, and at first I was just like, what a... First of all, I love a blatant, like, face filter.
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Let's not do Hollywood special effects. Let's not... Can we start getting dragged that way? Just a face filter?
We've tried
figure out how to do, like, a screen with a phone to do some kind of a live event. It's just, like, impossible.
Yeah.
It has to live, like, in Snapchat.
No. I've got it.
Oh.
You just have to have the right... dramatic reenactment theatrical lighting.
Oh my God, you're absolutely right.
So you're kind of backlit.
Yeah.
You give the silhouette, and then with the voice, people will fill in the rest.
We're obvious that people at home don't know. You have this brilliant, it's sort of your alt account, right? Mm-hmm.
Kate Update.
Yeah.
Kate,
do you want to tell the children what that is?
Yeah.
So, when did I start doing it? I just started like doing her voice kind of after she was like, I love this show. And like, you know, she was a phenomenon for a moment. Mm-hmm. And so I just started doing Caitlyn Jenner impressions with like the Snapchat face swap filter.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, she's kind of become my impression of my dad. Cause she's just like, that's her vibe. Is like weird dad. Like,
well, she is someone's weird old parent.
So I don't know. It's just like I she slowly became like more and more despicable in real life, but like my impression is always like dopey old Kate. Like, you know, so I don't know. It's fun.
I mean, because people funny. We love it so much. And I would say that we do you as Caitlyn to each other once a day.
All the time.
I'll be home
all
alone in my house.
All the time.
My assistant walked in today. I said, hey, kiddo.
Yeah. This morning, I was like, I was putting the sugar in my coffee and I was like, café con azúcar. It's literally just like a rolling bank of like,
I'm at the point where like, she's not even Caitlyn to me anymore. You are.
Yeah.
Your Caitlyn is the only Caitlyn. Yeah, yeah.
That's good. I mean, we need to replace her.
And honestly, your Caitlyn is more endearing at this point.
Yeah.
That's on period.
Yes, hunty. Did she was on that show she did was so strange.
It was more, the vibe of that show, science fiction directors strive for that level of surreal, like, unbelievable dystopia.
Yeah,
like,
it was WandaVision.
It was fucking WandaVision. Yeah. It's like a fucking Republican trans woman, like, former Olympian. It sounds like Southland Tales or, yeah, like, it's some crazy movie.
Yeah.
And then they bring in all of the, like, incredible, like, trans women who've been doing this work for years to, like, yeah, teach her how to do it right.
Yeah.
And she's just like, well, you know, I'll throw on some lipstick and let's go on a road trip. You know, we'll see what happens, you know? It's like...
Fucking Kate Bornstein is like, literally, it's,
oh,
you know,
God.
You, it was the amount of privilege that was like throughout the whole thing, like before the, you know, the transition and then after, and now with this education,
right?
You this literally education have, that no one no, would ever be, no college course would ever be privy to.
No.
Kate Bornstein going, what about the freak factor? How do you feel about being a freak now? And Kate's like, well, you know, we're trying to make it a little more normal. And it's like, everyone's just like, you don't know what you're doing at all.
I know. I watched that show, of course, but I watching it for Candace.
Oh, yeah. And Candace, yeah.
Of course.
I mean, I watch everything
and
for Candace.
And the weird, like, forced, like, romantic storyline that they try to give. Like,
there was this fierce episode where they decided to go for a, they tried to go dirt biking. And Kate was sort of like, I want to still be able to do my not girly things too. Yeah. So we're taking all the girls dirt biking. You know, it's a reality show, they're dirt biking. Mm-hmm. All it was Candace putting her helmet on and then taking it off and shaking her hair out and cheating to camera.
It was the Manor Tanner Star Booty over commercial.
And she was so hot. And she just kept taking the, and just shaking the hair out like, what? Why is everyone looking at me? I did a gig with her once at a casino, and it was like really poorly attended. It was like me, her, Lady Bunny. It was a really cute little cast, and not many people came. And then afterward, of course, this guy comes up and he's like, is your friend Candace available for a party afterward up in my room? And I was like, oh, I think she went to bed. And he goes, oh, okay. Well, are you available? So he went from Candace.
How long did it take?
Me.
How long did it take?
Seconds.
Oh my God.
Seconds. He went from a goddess to SpongeBob in 2 seconds. 2 seconds. I'm like,
you didn't go, did you?
I didn't go.
You fucking bitch.
I didn't go. I knew I couldn't follow Candace.
So I just got done with Bunny.
He's like, I already ran through. And I think Raja was there too.
Oh, wow.
And he had things, I already ran through Bunny and Raja and they said no. You're the last option.
Oh my God.
Does, I mean, I wonder if Caitlin knows about your Caitlin.
I don't know, because we did like a weird little zine with the New York Art Book Fair or whatever, and Zachary Drucker did a little thing in it. But she was like, I'll show Caitlin if I think she'll like it. And
okay.
I don't think she will, then I just won't tell her about it and she'll never find out. And haven't heard anything.
So. I would guess that she probably would not.
I don't think she, I mean, in the zine, it was like we were doing like fake NRA ads and like, it was not like a love letter.
So you weren't like, it wasn't like you, like good beauty lighting, like, hi,
well,
I'm Caitlin.
Some of that, but then also like, you know, here, we got the Tesla helicopter. It was just like, you know, weird.
Well, even she's really rich, and really rich people don't always feel comfortable being joked about for being very rich.
Especially because she's got this, like, she thinks that she's, like, altruistic, like, she's trying to, like, cultivate this charitable facade or something. I don't know. I think that would bum her out.
Cultivate
that.
What?
Yeah.
Cultivate it. I mean, oh, yeah. She's tough.
Yeah.
She's tough.
It's tough too. I always think of a person like her or like, I don't know, like a Jenny McCarthy or a Kirstie Alley where it's like, you were set up for the LGBTQIAs to be obsessed with
them.
Mm-hmm.
All you had to do was jump in the pool.
Yes.
And then you do
you
some.
You have to jump in the pool. You just like sit by the pool.
Yeah. And then you do some.
Would be better. Yeah.
Some hard left shit that we cannot get on board with. And it's like.
It's like Arrested Development level, like every turn. You just like, it's like this unbelievable fuck up. Yeah.
It's really next level.
I mean, kind of cool. It's like, how?
It's bizarre. I mean, like, you know, obviously, like, no person can speak for any group. No trans person can be like a role model, you know, even. But does Caitlin think of herself as a role model?
I don't know if she does now. She definitely did at one
point. She did at one point.
At one time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I mean, obviously transitioning in the public eye and later in life has its own challenges, and that's obviously, you know. her experience with those things aren't universal in any way, and I think that's right. What makes it hard to be like, but you don't speak for somebody else who's in a completely different tax bracket.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I get it. Like, going through transition, it's like, you're the only person in the world, you know? And then it's like, oh, after like a few years, you're like, oh, actually, I'm not.
Yeah. I'm not that great.
Yeah.
When did that process start for you?
When I was 25. I'm 31 now. Mm-hmm. You do the math.
What is that? What is
17
that?
Years?
What is that? 17 years?
That was 27 years ago. Yeah.
That's fierce.
And yeah, is your family supportive or?
You know, ish.
Why did I just say that's fierce? She goes, I don't know, I was 31. I go, that's fierce.
Work, 31, work.
Yeah, I mean, they're not like, you know, God hates fags or anything. Mm. He does, but they don't know that.
You're like, I do.
I certainly do. No, I mean, you know, I don't talk to a lot of my family, and my closest family, they're like pretty chill, so it's fine.
Oh, that's good. Where did you grow up?
Juneau, Alaska.
Work, what bitch. The fuck?
And then I moved to New York when I was 18. I've been there ever since.
Juneau, Alaska?
Yeah.
What's that like?
It's weird. It's like, I mean, there's like the kind of Palin-y aspect to it. Yeah. And then there's also like a hippie vibe because people come up from like Portland and Seattle to work. And okay.
Is it gay? Do you know?
No.
No, right.
I think now it's a little more, but I don't know. They installed like a rainbow sidewalk downtown.
Are you buying it?
Yeah.
I was going to say that. I'm at the point now where I'm like, I was at the mall the other day in Levi's, not to put on blast, Levi's. I was at the mall and the Levi's had their Pride stuff out, and the Pride stuff was already out 40% off, like July 1st. Like,
yeah.
Bye, gang. We waste no time.
It's like Valentine's Day or anything else. Yeah. So, like, whatever.
It's so weird. Yeah. That video, like, thanks for Exxon Mobil responding to my preference. Oh my God.
The video of yours that we are completely obsessed with is the one where Caitlyn is giving you a checklist to whether or not you're trans.
Yeah, that's a real thing. Where she was like,
I haven't seen that.
That's a real thing.
Not really.
Like, you're not reading a script.
Yeah. I just read the press release. It was the trans kids in sports thing.
Okay.
And they were like, how do we know who's trans and just a guy trying to play basketball?
just a guy in a wig trying to get into the WNBA.
Yeah, very She's the Man, very Juana Man.
Yeah, like, just one of the guys.
Doubtfire.
Yeah, there's a lot of that happening. People don't know. But she was like, I'll show you how to determine who's trans or not. I'll come up with a criteria or whatever. Uh-huh. And I don't think people obviously weren't living for that.
The Caitlyn Jenner criteria collection.
We need the criteria collection. Oh my God, that list. It's like Blades of Glory and
Tootsie.
Yeah! Two movies.
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
Okay. Well, so I want to know, what is this list though? Did she ever really say?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. She was just probably like, I'll do it. And then people were like,
sure, Caitlyn.
She probably like released it to her like press people.
And they were like,
okay, we got it. Yeah. Sending it out.
God, a checklist. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I'm glad somebody probably stepped in and went, well, maybe you don't do that checklist.
Maybe we'll get it.
I always think with people like that, like, it's someone's job to constantly, like,
worry.
Please don't say that. Please don't say anything today.
And just, like, appease them. Be like, yeah, you're so right, but they're not going to get it.
Right. Yeah. Placate them, but also, like, try to control fires in a way.
Yeah.
Like how firefighters like dig trenches to stop forest fires. Right. That's what they're doing with someone's like tweets.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit.
Setting traps so that they can't just like.
They're like, sure, Kate, we'll get to the checklist tomorrow, but we have this Sephora thing we gotta do.
Right. Like, there's nothing more chilling than waking up to like somebody from your management or something going, have you been on Twitter today?
Oh no.
And you're never like, are they throwing a party for me? Yeah. Is it a fun hashtag? It's never anything like that.
That's
hashtag living for Trixie.
Yeah, we're living for you on Twitter, girl. They're all loving you, honey.
Yeah, anything. I, whenever I get over like 5 notifications on Twitter, I'm like,
oh no,
some twink is like someone's mad at raging.
Does anybody ever come at you for the? Do you get hate online?
I'm like shudder to even like say this. I said like Lana Del Rey sucks or something on Twitter.
Well, that's
that was one of the most terrifying days of my life.
You might as well have like attempted to assassinate any president.
Like, they got some video of me online like performing and put like hex videos on top, like weird like satanic symbols and shit.
There's some Tati Westbrook shit.
Yeah,
you need
divination.
To close the door in the spiritual
the door, the divination.
Lana Del Rey reached his back out there.
By the way, you're
said,
lucky.
Not at my kind of music business conference.
By the way, you're lucky this one didn't see your fuck Lana Del Rey tweet.
I was like, I found your alt.
She would have burned you alive. We were photographed.
Lana Del Rey and satanic imagery, like.
Do we do it together?
Just the ding dong video.
Yeah.
The ding dong. We were photographed once by Chuck.
Grant.
Chuck Grant, who is Lana Del Rey's younger sister.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. And, oh, I listened to that episode.
Yeah. Yes. I didn't know. And this one levitated across the room. Yeah. Like,
I was lunge. Like, you know when you feel yourself like you're about to do something very bad, and you're like, your super ego is trying to pull yourself back. It was that vibe. Although, ever since the Minuteman Music Conference, I'm done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've checked out.
Yeah, I think she's like really testing the limits of her fan base.
What's Minuteman?
So her new album, her latest album is like
Blue Bonnets Over the
Blue Bonnets Over the Banister.
Blue Band. Blue Bonnets Over the Best Buy. Shut the fuck. I mean, let me get one thing clear.
Blue Bannisters.
We sort of stand.
Ugh. No.
She's got some
love,
good tunes.
I love
to make fun of them.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Love. Yeah. And it's so, you know, that kind of like the Britney fandom, how they're so, you know, enamored and, you know, and defensive, and they love her even though she's, you know,
yeah,
that kind of thing. With Lana, it's the evil version of that.
Right, like, right.
Like, it turns, it's so dark-sided.
Yeah, like, when Mariah, like, on New Year's Eve had her thing, and the Mariah people defended her, it's that times 1,000.
Yeah.
For anything she does.
Yeah,
anything.
Totally.
And it's, because Lana, there's no humor in Lana's persona, really.
Right,
you know?
At all.
Yeah. And Britney's whimsical, Mariah's hysterical, but Lana is serious.
Yeah. She's serious. And like, yeah, she like has this like darkness to her. So it's like those kind of people are drawn to her.
Yeah. But it's funny because I loved the character. I loved the persona, like the early, you know, in all those albums, you know, the same 12 words and the same 3 chords. I love it. Like
dad in a dress and a whiskey. Like,
fast, crazy baby. Yeah.
And maybe it hit me at the right age too, because I remember Born to Die came out like when I was like 19.
Yeah.
So I think it just like worked at the time. And also nobody had done it. I'd never seen a music video like Born to Die or Video Games. It was
it's beautiful.
But Video Games was like a game changer.
It was
that,
a game
like,
changer.
Weird MySpace thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But it's just, it's she's morphed into, and you know, I don't like to, we work in an industry where everybody has different situations. She got to put down the pump. She's got to put down the pump.
What pump? What pump?
The penis pump. Her clit's too big.
She's I can see her clit through that white dress, honey. White dress, big clit. Walked into the. Sorry.
She is such a beautiful woman, and I'm just like, you gotta stop. You gotta stop.
I don't. But
you fast track to Madonna. She's on a fast track to Madonna. We're going to get you canceled on this episode.
I know. I'm going to get murdered before I go home.
We're touching on all the people whose fandom are the most toxic and hitting them one by one.
Now Taylor Swift.
I don't care about it. The face is whatever.
Yeah.
But it's just all the stuff. Like, I don't want to see the lacy white cream camisole.
Mm.
I don't want to see the, you know, like the unbrushed hair. That's the real you. And good for you. But I want to see the you know, the femme fatale.
I mean, when she's good, it's so good. That cover photo for Lust for Life, her beauty is just ridiculous.
Oh, with the... Yeah.
I mean, she has beautiful hair, flowers, big, beautiful smile. I mean, come on.
Also, that one had High by the Beach, right?
Oh, yeah,
well, that video was so good.
Just bam.
Does that speak to you? People have cut that with the opening of Kate's show. Because it's that same, like, wispy, like, thing. I've seen a couple of them. It's like, Caitlyn, when, like, such and such happens, and then it's like...
I rode my bike down like the
Fiorucci Boulevard.
Yeah. Like Redondo Beach, Manhattan Beach, listening to Lust for Life.
Yeah.
And like the sun was setting and I was on a little electric bike and I was I've never vibed so hard my entire life. It was great.
It's vibes as
but
all.
But now it's just like
I mean when it's good, it's so good.
Yeah.
And if you like it, you'll love it because it's all the same.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And some of the we always talk about some of the remixes people do for music are bops.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. Oh, that Summertime Sadness. Yeah.
Yep. So good.
Yep.
You know the one.
Yeah.
She could be your next character.
I think I would literally get murdered.
You would because you could. You know? You could. I'm like you could do her.
I did her for 1 second in like a. I did a parody of the like Gal Gadot thing. Uh-huh. The like weird.
The imagine.
Yeah.
The, oh my god.
But we sang Black Hole Sun, and it was like a bunch of celebrities.
I did one of those. I did a bunch of wigs and did the Imagine video. And it got removed from TikTok because they considered it bullying.
Are you kidding
me? I'm dead serious.
What? You know, Gal's publicist was like,
they considered it bullying.
What the
Trixie
fuck
called me
was
a fag,
that?
Basically.
What the fuck was that fuckery?
That video. When I think of COVID in 20 years, I'm not going to remember people I know who've died. I'm not going to remember masks. I'm going to remember Kristen Wiig staring at that camera going,
oh my God.
It's easy if you try.
That was what made people go buy toilet paper. Yeah, exactly.
Apocalypse. Like, oh, this is serious. Oh,
it's serious. It's over for us.
Like the shelves were stocked. Everyone's skin was clear. Nobody had been hospitalized. Yeah. That video came out. Death to all of them. Do you love Wendy Williams?
Yeah, of course.
We keep talking about the best part of that video. Once you've watched it 1,000 times, is the
It was like the conviction and then the recoil.
Oh my God. No, she's incredible. I like to save up like 5 episodes or so and then just go into full psychosis.
Wait, let's take a break.
Let's take a break. Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
And we're back. it's the death to all of them.
Oh.
She's literally unfiltered. It's just like, there's no, and I wonder if her producer's like.
But that's what I'm saying. Again, the publicist putting out fires. You think she went, oh. The publicist went,
I don't think there's a publicist. I think that she is like a bonfire surrounded by bricks and people
it's
are just,
also
you know.
Live
yeah,
first.
I think at this point, it's like any of that just helps her.
Cancel proof. But she's cancel proof. Yeah.
But they also could have removed it and didn't.
Well, exactly. Yes. It's not live television.
It's not live on the scene.
Right.
Well,
some
of them are.
Really?
Live. Yeah, totally. When she fainted.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Or the TikTok guy, like that gentleman's death.
Did you see?
Yes. Oh, my fucking God. That was
I still can't believe. I showed it to somebody yesterday or a couple days ago. And it's 2 minutes long, the setup.
Yeah.
And they were like getting bored. And I was like, just keep listening. And then she says, well, he was murdered this weekend. I was like,
it's unbelievable.
It's not funny.
What is
funny.
That? It's not funny. It's like crazy.
It's actually like worrisome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She did the same thing when her own mom died. And she was like, I was talking to my mom the other day and she was telling me she really liked this dress. And yeah, so she's dead. She's been dead for about 4 months. And I just, you know, wanted to tell you now. It's like... It's the new world.
Gal Gadot started it. Wendy Williams is continuing it.
When you die,
oh, it'll get back to normal.
I'm gonna do Imagine. I'm doing Imagine.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Imagine all the pee holes. Yeah, it was so wild. I just can't. That kind of like out of touch. It's like, okay, things are really bad. Let's sing. Yeah. We all sing part of a song, and then.
Yeah.
What's that mindset there?
Peace. This will bring peace to people. Again, people want this.
Back to the Caitlyn thing too. The tax bracket thing makes certain things just not land.
Oh my god. You can't hide the mahogany sandalwood.
No. You can't hide your staff.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Like, do you remember the? I think no. You've been on Ellen, right? Or who's?
Patty was.
I have.
I'm her.
Yeah.
Well, I can't hide this anymore. If you reveal to that little Blair St. Clair, I will scream.
My name's Ellen DeGeneres, and I've got something to say. I thought she did good.
But do you remember it was like the first COVID picture of her, and she was on her patio on this expansive land, like
With the crying eyes?
Yes, and it's just like, like the Caitlyn thing is like, when you're that rich, you just need to consider the instrument and consider what somebody making less than $15,000 a year is going to think when they see that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah, you feel like crying, like, imagine how we feel.
Imagine how tired we are.
Imagine how tired we are.
Have you had any... crazy celebrity run-ins, because when I'm in New York, I never see anybody famous here. But in New York, people walk the street.
Yeah, I used to go to school in the West Village, and I would see Amy Sedaris all the time, and that was fun. Never talked to her, but she was just like, always like, she was just fidgeting with something, walking a dog, like that was always really
doing
cool.
A character.
Yeah, fully just like acting.
We were obsessed. We were obsessed with At Home with Amy Sedaris.
What?
We were obsessed with
At Home with Amy Sedaris. It's so great. I mean, Cola Scola is like, girl,
Chassie,
so incredible.
Fucking Chassie. So good.
And by the way, I mean, almost no makeup on, looks gorgeous. As
Cole's
her,
incredible.
He has that.
Yes.
He's got the kids in the hall face, where like you just put on. Put if you on. Had this bang on, it'd be like, ma'am, you know. Yeah, yeah. It's like incredible.
They're so good.
A few jokes too. I love that show because they would do jokes that obviously were everyone at the end of a day going, is this joke really important? We have to set up this whole new shot for us to lean over and see that the top of their heads are bald.
Oh, right. The like prosthetic of the balding head. Oh, just all
it's
of
like
that
so
show.
Worth it.
Yeah.
And then the finale with like Michael Sheen.
Michael Shannon. Yeah.
Charlie Sheen.
It was Charlie Sheen.
She's revealed to be Charlie Sheen.
Yes. And Denise Richards.
Yeah.
I think I told her about this. I watched Beverly Hills all through during quarantine, and she's there was this part where everyone was going like, well, Denise, it's like this, or like, so, like I was in this magazine or something, and it cuts to Denise Richards in a confessional. She goes, sometimes I think that some of these women forget that I'm fucking Denise Richards. I've been on every magazine any of them would ever dream of.
Oh my God.
And it was so cut, because it's like, you see her on The Real Housewives and everyone's in glam, but she's always in jeans and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And then you go, she's like the sloppy one right now, but she's Denise Richards, and they're not.
Why did she do it? Why did she? It feels like slumming it for her.
I'm sure it was fun and good money, and
yeah.
She's a mom. She's
kids. The first season she was on, she was like tried to be like fun mom. She was like, my husband's got a big dick. Let's drink tequila. Woo!
Yeah.
And then the second season, she was like, fucking no way. Like, you don't get to come in here. Like, it was
and the
like,
second
it was,
season, you could tell she watched.
She was over it.
She watched her first season and was like, I need to button it up a little bit.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But then in the second season, all the girls were like, last season, you were like wet and wild, and now you're trying to be like.
Yeah. They would not let her forget.
Was she the one trying to conceal a secret lesbian affair?
Yes. Brandy Glanville.
Yeah. Which, who wouldn't? Who wouldn't fuck Brandy Glanville? I mean, come on. Brandy, if you're watching this, gorgeous, stunning.
Yes, we would all fuck you.
We all want to fuck you.
Yeah, all
want to fuck you. It doesn't even make you a lesbian. It makes you human.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Period.
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 So, we've obviously seen the Tati Westbrook return to YouTube.
Oh my God, it's like better than I ever could have imagined.
So, and so
your next character is Tati.
I don't know if I could do that one.
You have to find a way.
You're like, I can't suspend that level of disbelief within myself.
No, we did her on. I mean, we were obsessed with her on InfoWars.
Yes, you guys on InfoWars gave
dick and sucking dick. And
it was like a it was like a BBC Ken Burns like postdoc thesis like
behind the music
music deep dive into
and
the
just
drama
to like fags that we knew trans girls that are obsessed with her no actual professionals
but it was very
just
professional
like, oh, so you took Halo yeah great
get down here
yeah.
We have a scientist here now.
I'm still like, it was just so funny. Me and my friend Andrew would listen to the studio and like just howling. And it's so bizarre. It's so bizarre. This 40-year-old woman and this 20-year-old boy. But, you know.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's still like mind blowing thinking that happened. Yeah. And then the return of her being like, well, I am definitely haunted. I broke up with my husband. Mm. There was a weird switch up with the wedding ring. I sold it, I think. Like, it's like...
Yeah, and trying to close the door to the spiritual realm.
You know what's sad? I make makeup videos. Yeah. The quality of her videos, the sound of her voice, the way she reviews product, I actually love it.
Oh, hypnotic. Mama,
she is good at going, these are the 10 best products from Revlon you need to buy today, and here's why.
Yeah.
She is good at her job, and so when you focus on the quality, it's like, she's amazing. I mean, this is like free QVC in a way. Like,
I've never seen a person shut the door on the spiritual realm looking that well
and
lit.
And she looks
incredible.
Oh my God. Incredible.
And she's a great makeup artist. The makeup, she does beautiful.
Yeah.
It's just crazy that, again, people are this close to being so great, and then this hard left things. Like, that whole thing, I mean, I know James, I guess, so I guess I'm biased, but like, it's funny that like, when you're gay and you hit on someone who might be straight, it's automatically an act of like sexual assault.
Right. Well,
having
she was
a gay person flirt on you is not the
flirt on you.
I'm flirting on you. I'm flirting on you. Having a gay person flirt is not the same as like.
Yeah, just wipe off your leg.
they're not flirting in a way that's like, I guess over the line. I don't know.
No, she was like, how dare you disrespect heterosexuality? Yeah. I think was like her vibe with that.
And I think that, I mean, the emphasis of not only sucking dick, but also cock.
But also the
but
cock.
Also cock.
I can't forget about
sucking
that.
Sucking dick and cock.
That's another one I think I said about 400 times. And then the Nympho Wars episode just kept repeating.
Sucking dick and cock.
Do y'all still do Nympho Wars?
We stopped because of COVID, and then like we like tried to do like a we'll probably do
you saw the Imagine
point,
video
yeah, we saw the Imagine video
like wrap up the
pop yeah
the killed was a Kill Drag Race the three part series
That one's two
parts.
Parts yeah
that is a ride,
girl.
That is a ride.
Can I get one of those soda cups full of mayonnaise?
Yeah. So is it Theta?
Yes.
Theta goes on Drag Race.
Uh-huh.
And then in...
Because I can't stop. I'm infected with like Drag Race
lingo. Because you get the lingo like, oh, fierce work, honey. And she can't. It's so funny. You know, you go on Drag... And Theta goes on Drag Race to kill RuPaul.
Right.
Yeah. And so that the spell will be broken and people don't have to stop talking annoying anymore.
But then she's full of bugs.
Right. But she kills all the judges too. Michelle, Carson, and Ross. And I think she kills Carson by finding him on Grindr in the hotel. And I mean, it's just lunacy.
It's lunacy.
Yeah. And she has to sacrifice her best friend, Poop.
Poop. Shoot.
Yeah. Shoot. Because...
Also, the drive-thru one, the number of fart sounds.
Oh my God.
Are you putting these in real time?
We made them all with like oatmeal and like this and like.
You're kidding.
Oh no.
Oh, they sound so like a soundboard.
So
at the end, Caitlyn Jenner is revealed to be one of the PAs or something. Yeah. And then gives the Nada a ride home, but you have to stop by Jack in the Box to order some.
And it's like a 20-minute,
25 minutes of cheese products.
Yeah, just ordering pizza. And sour cream. And
also, everything you ask for, they have.
Yes!
They never were like, no, you don't have that. I kept waiting for them to say no, and they'd be like, yeah, we have that. Like ricotta cheese and shit. Like, yeah, we have that. Like, what? What drive-thru has that?
It's so funny. It's so funny. People have to listen.
When you do your Kate videos, do you go into it? I mean, you obviously see some. Do you see something she does and then go like, I got to do what my version of whatever that was?
Well, like, I try not to go with, like, the news cycle because it's, like, it's honestly, like, too fucked up most of the time. It's, like, too sad or like, just, like, you know, she's being a terror.
Yeah.
And so I did the list one, but like I try to like only do it if I like think of something funny that like my Kate would do.
Right.
Cause then it like stays fun. Like I'm not trying to do like hard hitting satire, like really like, you know, <It's> also... make the people think with comedy. It's like, no, right. You want to like hear.
You're not trying to
poop
like
sounds.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not trying to like do a hot political take on her already. Yeah.
Right, gotcha, Kate. Like, you don't like have to. She got herself.
Yeah. Gail.
Yeah. If anything, I feel like you're gonna have a humanizing effect.
Yeah,
on
I'm
her.
Like, yeah, I'm doing the. Other, I'm on her PR team. Yeah.
So you did the Kate list of whether or not you're trans. Had some that were, I mean.
I think I could probably list them all in order right now.
Apple Paltrow called you a target, and then Jaden Dior Fierce. When you said Jaden Dior Fierce, I mean, my hands were thrown up. I was like Zelda and Poltergeist, like just rack it. It was
you have some evidence of you entering a Days Inn dressed as Theresa May.
Like, what in the fuck?
Sometimes you just fall over.
Sorry, this must be so obnoxious, but I can't help it.
We love you.
What are you doing here in LA?
So my stepsister was getting married in Palm Springs, and then I went to LA after.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, Palm Springs is lit, although...
Literally.
Goddamn, it's hot
so
right now.
It's so fucking hot, yeah. I mean, they're from Juneau, so they were just like, it was like, we're outside for 10 minutes, and then they ordered Domino's pizza, and like, that was the wedding.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it was fun.
That's a great wedding.
Yeah, it's so beautiful, though. We love Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't do that. I mean, it's... 120.
I was just telling her I'm doing this motel renovation show there, and because of permits, they're like, we might have to push further into fall. I'm like, push it,
yeah,
do it,
push it, push it all the way into winter,
like August.
Yeah,
I was looking at the weather, and it was like 1 a.m. in Palm Springs, and it was 100.
Mary,
we were in the parking lot at night, and you could like feel it rising up from the fucking sidewalk. It was crazy.
Yeah, I don't know how Bianca. Well, that's how Bianca stays so thin.
Yeah. Her place is fiercely air conditioned,
honey.
But the bill,
Mary,
the electric bill every month.
Oh my god! I bet
it's like $4,000.
I just got my air conditioner fixed. It's never been colder.
Oh yeah,
I was in my house.
Do people not have ACs in LA?
No, it just mine was breaking consistently, and so it got it finally fixed. And like when I come into my house now, I also keep all the windows closed during the day.
Yeah,
that's the killer.
Yep.
Yeah.
You want your house to? I mean, I'm in my house in multiple sweaters, like.
Yeah.
No. My AC is blasting 24/7.
24/7. Not a moment.
No.
Everybody knows. Tracy knows. If we go somewhere and it's not air conditioned,
that's when
the mood in the room changes very quickly.
That's when the spirit starts to dislodge from the body. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it is rotten.
The
injury.
Door yeah. Yeah. Open.
I can go from a Powerpuff Girl to Patsy Stone pretty quickly as far as like demeanor.
Yeah.
When it's hot, I'm like.
Yeah. I go from Lisa Kudrow to the Crypt Keeper immediately. But also it's like a switch though. Cause like if I feel a bead of sweat.
Yeah.
There's no going back.
Tick, tick, tick.
It's like, cause then I start to panic. Yeah. And then
you know,
it's just
once
like,
it starts, it's like really hard to stop sweating unless you
can't
truly
stop sweating.
Sit in air conditioning and you're don't like, move for 20 minutes.
Yeah. You have to take off the wig, like air it out. Like.
When it gets hot, I turn into Michelle on the cover of her documentary.
I haven't seen it yet.
Michelle Visage on the cover of her documentary.
I haven't seen the cover.
I'm going to show it to you.
She does a doc about getting her breast implants moved. And the cover they chose, I haven't seen the film. I'm sure it's great. The cover they choose.
Oh my God.
This is the cover.
But hold on.
She looks great, honestly.
She's gorgeous. Yeah. And I'm sure it's a really interesting film.
Yeah, but she, but it's
but
so
the cover
grim.
They
yeah,
choose.
It looks like a the cover, Todd Haynes. Like.
Yeah, yeah. Palliative princess. It's like so bad. It's so grim and it's so like Michelle.
It's you seeking a friend for the end of the world.
Yeah.
It's
really, it's so
it's,
funny.
It's what is that? A Fault in Our Stars about the
oh
sick girl?
My God.
It's that. It's next level. You yeah. would think that this is a movie about stage 4 leukemia.
Did you see the Sarah Silverman on SNL thing where they were making fun of Fault in Our Stars and all those like Walk to Remember movies?
No.
And it was like, yeah, it's like, he's like, oh, you have cancer? She's like, I have Ebola. And he's like, never mind.
Oh, yeah, because in those movies, they never have something contagious,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Those movies make me very sad.
Contagious movies?
No, I watch any movie where it's like teenagers and it's like a budding romance, but one of them is horribly sick. I'm sucked in. I watch them on the planes a lot. I'm just like, oh! What was that movie? Something in Earl and the Dying Girl. Do you know that one? Nobody?
Girl with the Dying Earring.
I just
Girl with the Dying Earring.
Crying on an airplane.
Yeah.
Crying on an airplane.
Yeah. I mean, I love, what's the saddest movie you've ever seen? What's the one that makes you like?
Stepmom.
Stepmom is a little sad, though.
It's so sad.
Is it really? Oh, she dies.
Yeah.
Susan Sarandon.
Dying, yeah.
And there's a replacement.
Part where,
yeah.
Yeah, there's a part where she is talking to her daughter and just like telling her, I'm going to die.
Yeah. It's pretty yeah. sad. Or Solo in the 120 Days of Sodom.
Shazam.
Shazam, yeah, I thought of Space Jam too.
What else?
Air Bud.
Clock Watchers is pretty bad.
Oh my God.
But Pitch Perfect.
Oh yeah, Pitch Perfect too. That was a real tear jerker.
All of those during quarantine. I made this wig and I was just like hand nodding, like watching Pitch Perfect.
Do you like acapella singing?
Love it.
Do you really? No. I hate it.
It's like, yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Shoot me in the eye, but I don't think like acapella or like an acapella choir, like a jazz choir, a swing choir, or whatever. I don't want to see
why
that.
Why was that? Bum, bum, why bum, was bum, that? Bum, why did that have bum, such bum, a bum, moment? Bum, bum,
bum. I don't know.
Well, I mean,
I think it's retro white nostalgia.
Okay.
It's yep. also like that. Yep. That was their acapella was good because it was all about their creative mashups.
Right.
And mashups are such a big part of like
people love a mashup.
Yeah.
DJs
like EDM,
and shit like
that. Yeah. 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 Totally.
So I don't know. I mean, Anna Kendrick. I mean, the singing is beautiful. There's some great singers in that movie.
Yeah.
Of course. I don't hate that movie.
Yeah, I don't like singers. So you have an album.
Oh yeah, Love Me.
Yeah.
The cover art, stunning.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well.
Is there a real picture?
It's a real picture, yeah. I mean, it's shopped, but yeah.
But like you're laid out and I was like, it almost looks like a drawing.
Yeah. I got bottom surgery over quarantine. So I was like.
Just letting
well,
it
right?
yeah. out, letting it out.
You're like, I need to lever. Everybody in your personal life, you're like, you're about to see this.
Yeah, this
every
is my
day.
This is my Gucci bag. This is my Ferrari. Like,
no shit.
Get yeah. used to it. You're all about to see it.
Yeah.
Is it too crazy for me to ask about what that was like?
No, I mean, it was supposed to be a year. It was supposed to be like next year.
Okay.
And they moved it to September 2020 and they told me in July.
You got a Disney Fast Pass?
I had to quit smoking. I had to cold turkey because you need like 2 months for your circulation. It doesn't heal right if you're smoking up until the day.
Are you an enthusiastic smoker? So mid quitting, we're like, is this worth it?
Yeah.
It's like,
I'll keep
pussy.
It. So I mean, it was at NYU. It was totally paid for by New York Medicaid. It
That's
was sad.
Incredible.
And like, I don't know. I got a really like lucky break because I know someone who went to the same surgeon, same hospital the next week, and they had like a really fucked up recovery where they had to go back in and like, but mine like honestly like 3 weeks later it was like.
Perfect pussy.
You used up the last of the good energy.
Yeah, exactly.
You said, that's my friend. I don't care what happens to her. But this better be right.
You do a bump and get in there.
Oh and you didn't have to travel for it. I know a lot of girls have to do exotic trips. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was honestly like a staycation. You got to go heal at home. Yeah, it was like I was on the East River, like in this just watching Moana over and over again on like painkillers. Like it was crazy.
What was the recovery period?
3 months.
Okay.
And then I got fucked for the first time on Christmas.
Work.
like couldn't be like that is very poetic.
It's a fairy tale. Poetic. You're living a fairy tale life, absolutely. Charmed life.
Absolutely.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Christmas work came age. On yeah. time. Yeah, that's
also
amazing.
What an advantageous time to get it.
I know.
Girl, what the fuck else is going on?
Yeah, I wish I would have gotten more surgeries. Mm. But
I know I should get a pussy next time we go back. If we go into lockdown again, I'm gonna get a pussy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna smoke though. Yeah. I'm gonna smoke. I'll take my chances.
During. Yeah. Is everything going good?
Are we done?
Yeah. I'm tired.
Yeah. Do you smoke cigarettes now?
I do.
When did you start smoking cigarettes?
13, 14.
Okay. Yeah. How many cigarettes do you smoke a day? 13 average.
Or 14. I've cut down to like maybe half a pack a day.
Oh, that's great. Oh, wow. Yeah. Do you smoke it all the way to the filter?
That depends.
Uh huh.
Yeah. What kind Sometimes of I'll just take a few and, you know.
Yeah. Me too.
This one with her TV money, I've seen her take two puffs and throw the damn thing.
It's like, because cigarettes are famously expensive.
She'll. Oh, we have to go back in? Full cigarette. Throw it.
Kiss
a tree and a dry tree.
Yeah. And each dry brush. Oh, perfect. Yeah.
You have a collection of like dry leaves and garbage. Like,
this is an orphanage.
No, I mean, it's like, they're famously expensive, but it's not even about the, I need a cigarette. It's just that I need to get out of here for a moment. You know?
Yeah. And sometimes it's just like one or two can take you there. And
yeah. The illusion. It's like, I need to feel like I have some control over my life through this horrible thing that's going to kill me.
It's kind of like better if you, I don't know, if you are like, well, I'm probably never going to like quit ever, like forever. Mm-hmm. So then I can like stop for periods of time and then like get back to it. Like, yeah. I don't know.
It's like reading a book.
It's like reading a book.
Yeah, you put it down.
Put it down for a while.
Yeah. I quit for a couple of years, mm-hmm. and then I felt like I would never start again.
Yeah.
And I sure did.
Well, when we did Drag Race for the first time, you didn't walk in a smoker.
Oh, Ginger.
Really?
It was Ginger.
This whore overnight turned back into like a pack a day.
Yeah. Three.
Well, being on a TV show, I'm sure.
Yes, because there, for some reason still, and I don't know why, in life or in professional environments, it is acceptable to go have cigarette breaks.
Yeah.
Whereas if a person is like, I'm going to go look at the wall, or like, I need to have my little muffin break or my nothing. No, you can't do that.
If I was in an office and I just said, I'm going to go stand outside for 10 minutes, it'd be like what? You need to get more serious.
Yeah. You think this is a joke? We're paying you.
Yeah.
But it's somehow acceptable for people to be like,
addiction.
Yeah. Like, well, I'm addicted. It's like, well, great.
Don't want you to go
Maybe
off
you
rails.
Should go like to, they should, you know, I just got to go in the bathroom and shoot up for 10 minutes.
Well, yeah, we all know how much I love accommodating addicts.
Let's take a break. And we're back. Thank you, Macy, for joining us. Let's have some more riveting conversation.
Yeah. We should take our questions for Macy.
Hi, no Macy. I'm Laura.
Yeah. I have a question for Kate. Kate, how many helicopters do you own?
Full size or mini? Important distinction.
What's the difference?
Mini's like the size of a jar of mayonnaise. Real size or standard Blackhawk down, you know.
Okay, and how you don't really have much experience in politics, yet you are running.
Well, that's what you'd think, but I'd say Fox News, Hannity, all that stuff. You know, I've clocked in a lot of hours. It's almost like a law degree.
Almost.
Kind of like a public service. I don't know. I tell a lot of people what I think and.
Yeah,
kind of like a politician.
Do you? What would be some of your policy? What's your platform?
I've said over and over again, we don't need health care. We don't need welfare. We could put that back into this train I'm working on. This train that goes all the way around, up and down. it's going to be real good. But, you know, we can't keep paying people's bills and keeping their lights on. You know, they could just work at the train station. I don't know what people are... what's wrong with people these days, but you know, they just gotta, you gotta put your back in.
So, but sometimes people, you know, Caitlin, people, you're born into money, you know, you have a lot of money, and
well,
you're
I wouldn't go that far, you know.
Would you say that you're self-made?
Well, you know, I guess you'd have to give my doctor some of the credit, but for the most part, you know, my bank account speaks for itself. I worked hard for that. I ran a lot of laps, jumped a couple of times, and
oh, I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you think Shikari?
Shikari.
The athlete?
Shikari. There was a track and field athlete who was suspended for smoking weed.
What do you think about that?
What do you think about that? Do you think they should let her be at the Olympics?
In my day, we were smoking dope. We were rolling doobies, and nobody really knew about it. They didn't have CSI back then. So I feel bad for her. But, you know, I guess you got to be careful. These kids are taking nudes and stuff on their phone. I just, you know. I don't know what to say. I'm really sorry for that gal.
Have you ever sent out a nude?
Well, it was more of a sketch, and I think it was unsolicited, but you know, it never resurfaced.
Shikari? Is that how you say it? Shikari.
Shikari. I don't know.
Obviously, respect the athleticism. Electing to run in a wig.
And nails. And lashes.
Yes.
Long lashes, right?
Welcome back.
Long. Yeah. Well, oh my God, where did she go?
She's in the bathroom.
Sorry.
How does she, I mean.
Yeah, no, I mean, that was such a tragedy that she got disqualified. Like, just, I mean, it's fucking legal everywhere. Like, what, like, change the rule.
Can you drink alcohol and be at the Olympics?
Of course.
Do they test your blood for alcohol? Is that stupid?
Well, but that goes away in what, a matter of hours.
But I mean, marijuana doesn't do worse things to your body than alcohol. So that's what's backwards from the athletics viewpoint. It's like, marijuana's not making anyone a better athlete.
No, it's more impressive if you smoke weed and can run like that.
She ran the fastest and she's got a huge coke problem. You know, it's like, that's like,
different.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be out in a minute. Yeah. You know, that's different.
Yeah, it's not fucking steroids. Like, what is the issue?
I don't know. Yeah, there's a whole, I mean, but
well, the, I guess it's like more a morality clause or something like that. I don't know.
Oh,
she's
God.
Also not white, which is a huge part of it.
There are three athletes recently to be like banned from them because they're all, none of them are white folks, of course.
Yeah, it feels super targeted. Like,
it's crazy.
It's hard to get necessarily like an informed decision or like POV on it because I know so little about sports and athletics.
Yeah. That's why we're so good at talking about it.
That's why we're so... I don't ever claim to be right. I just like talking.
If you could be the best in the world at any sport for a year, what would it be?
I used to be on the swim team. I love swimming.
Okay.
But I'm not good at it anymore.
No.
So,
what was the swim team like?
Yeah.
In high school?
It was fun.
Do you guys listen? Because I always think, I can't really even swim. When people swim laps.
Really?
Not really.
Oh.
When people swim laps like that, you obviously don't have headphones in.
Yeah.
You're just, do people like
sometimes
it?
Sometimes they play music in the pool. Like
what?
Under the water. Yeah.
How do you do that?
I don't know. They have speakers down there.
You just plug it in and throw it in the water?
Yeah, I got my iPod.
Huge boombox, just drop it in with the kids in the water.
Yeah, it follows.
I loved that movie.
That's so fucking
good. That was a really good one.
It's so good.
That movie got me together.
That's the one where you have to fuck.
You gotta fuck someone to get rid of
it. To get rid of it.
Yeah, it's like an STD demon.
STD ghost. Like demon. Was there a parable about something?
Well,
or
in real life, when you have an STD, fucking people does not get rid of it. Let me tell you. Oftentimes spreads it.
Yeah. Oh, and then the naked man on the roof.
Yeah.
That was a great shot.
And the part where she's in high school in class daydreaming and she sees the woman walking across the...
Chilling.
It's a chilling,
so
like...
So scary.
Or like, the woman just comes in and she just starts pissing all over the floor. In the kitchen.
Yeah. I felt like that movie was a read of me for like my future. It's like it's
gonna happen. You never get STIs.
No, no, I'm the people. Like I'm the I'm the naked man on the roof. I'm the woman pissing. I'm
it'd be so fun to play one of those.
I would die. Yeah. It would be so great.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
When we work at Netflix, we're always like, give us some walk on like Sabrina demon role in the back. Yeah. Let's just let us be gross for
now. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Because we're so used to being gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you know, really it's hard when you I would love to make my dream like my Hollywood dream would be like learn like try to do gigs until I'm 60. I'll finally get one and it'll be like a Hannibal Lecter like bit parts or something like
that. I can't wait to be like unhuman, either very old and haggard or so much surge that I'm just like
I wouldn't
can
think
only
you were...
play like weird like David Lynch characters.
David Lynch characters, yeah.
Are you don't look 31 though.
What is? Wait, you're 31.
Maybe 25.
You're 31.
Really?
Yeah, I'm 31, and we're on different trajectories here. You look like the cheese in fridge you buy to replace the old cheese in the fridge. I look like the old cheese in the fridge.
I've just recently gotten into injectables, like.
Are you popping off?
I've been going off. Now, do you count? I'm almost at level.
Do you count that as work done? Because I feel that in LA people go, I haven't had anything done, but then they're pumped to hell, and it's like
what? I do because I don't know.
I get Botox, but I never feel like that. Does that count? That doesn't count.
I just think of work done as going under the knife.
Do veneers count?
That's going under the knife.
Veneers count,
but that's a dental thing.
Yeah.
I love your veneers.
Thank you.
I want veneers.
I love them.
They're so cool.
I didn't think I had bad teeth, I guess living in delusion, but I liked my teeth. And then my doctor was like, oh, I saw you on TV. You're doing veneers.
Oh, my God.
So then they give me the temper. And you know why I knew I had bad teeth? When they grabbed the video camera to show me in the mirror. I was like, okay, my teeth are so bad that this
what
is
worth.
What
do you mean?
They grabbed a video camera to watch me react to my own teeth, and that's I'm on like a Tyra meth makeover situation.
Oh shit!
Oh my god! They're like, you're gonna want to remember.
Yeah, this. Yeah. They're like, we're gonna need it. We need a viral tear moment.
I didn't know I was ugly. That kind
you know
of
what?
Thing.
I did cry though.
You did cry.
I liked my teeth, but when I saw these, I was like, I just felt like. I don't know what. Nice swan. Teeth are such a luxury of like, I think of like rich kids in high school who had like Invisalign and
I could never get braces. They're too expensive.
Yeah.
So they are very expensive. They're like $2,000.
Girl, Invisalign was
$7,000. Does it works?
And my teeth were, my teeth are $2,600 a tooth and I got 8.
That's the thing.
It's a lot.
It's crazy.
But I also did Invisalign first to straighten the bottom row. So it was like, this is my Prius.
Yeah.
My teeth are my car.
But this will last, they'll last,
eight or 10 weeks.
Yeah, as long as you stay with.
And when I did, with the bar fighting I do, when I did Jimmy, I had the temporaries on, and then I did Jimmy Kimmel that night.
What do you mean the temporaries?
So, because they make your teeth like overnight, the ceramic real teeth.
So you have the little shaved down.
No, they put a temporary
the cone
cap
head
on
nubs.
Them.
Oh, no.
They put a temporary. So like overnight, while someone overnight makes them, they put a temporary cap on your teeth so that they look normal. But you can't really chew hard food or anything. And I'm getting in drag, and I guess when I get in drag, I grind my teeth. And I didn't know that. So I'm putting makeup on, getting ready for Jimmy Kimmel, and I hear a snap, and my front two teeth just crumble off. Yeah, so I call the dentist's office, and I go, I have to go to Jimmy Kimmel in an hour, and I don't have front teeth. And they were like, okay.
I don't think I've heard this before. Yeah. I can't believe I haven't heard
just
this
the
before.
Bottom snapped off. So, it wasn't so noticeable. Like, it might have came over and fine, but... By the way, I'm so country. I'm like, the front two teeth are missing. It wasn't bad.
It was fine. It was cool.
Noticeable.
I looked like a hot girl from Florida.
But, from Panama City Beach. Yeah.
And so then they come to my dentist assistant and the other assistant come to my house and I'm in drag in my makeup room and they're gluing the teeth back on.
Oh my God.
Damn.
And it's acrylics, it's press-ons.
Just... Entirely. That was my plan B.
I just saw my dad for the first time in a long time and his teeth, I swear to God, are like shorter than, they like have shrunk. I'm like, you're chewing on rocks or something? What
Maybe he's
happening?
Filing them down at night. Yeah.
I love him. He's like, Macy, it's nice to see you. You're like, what is up with your teeth? What is wrong with you?
Teeth are tough.
Get veneers before you try to talk to me. Dad.
Yeah. I'm fully pumped right now. You couldn't get up to veneer. Yeah.
I think my teeth are going to fall out one day all at once. I think it's just going to be like, great. No.
The girl,
no.
Let me get you into this.
Yeah. This lifelong thing. Smoker, like chemical drug user. I mean, just kind of sugar addict, similar, coffee addiction.
I mean, my
teeth
are not perfect, but I've never had a cavity.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Mary.
It's crazy.
Meth, smoking.
Yeah. Everything. Candy. Literally everything. No water.
Yeah.
This is the first water I've had all month. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. And then no, like, I went to 7 years without going to the dentist once. And then I was like, it's going to be the wrecking ball. They're going to say, okay, we'll make an appointment for the wrecking ball to smash your face and just nothing. No cavities.
My mom got gingivitis and like had to get
the whole thing.
Plaster or whatever, teeth. Like the shit one.
Plaster.
Yeah. The plaster of Paris.
Drywall.
She had to make it herself. She was a real thrifty gal.
I walked in the kitchen and she had ripped up newspaper and glue.
Yeah,
and I
Skittles.
Said, Mom, what are
yeah,
you
they
doing?
Just did Skittles and then put it in the paper mache.
Yeah.
She had a bag of white M&Ms and I was like, what are you doing?
Well, but the veneers are tough too, though, because sometimes they're so blindingly white and so perfect that it's like,
well,
you know.
They told me some rules. They said you're not supposed to go too much whiter than the whites of your eyes.
Oh. So I should do like a red?
Yeah. Yeah, a gray-brown.
Gray-red, yeah.
And I told them, I said I wanted Wisconsin white, so LA gray. Because I brought in pictures of Drag Race queens and said, this is what I don't want.
Yeah.
This is also what I don't want.
Oh,
it's
my God.
Because people's like, are jacked. They're blue.
Blue-white tiles just perfectly in a row. It's crazy. It's crazy.
And also being like bald and a little old-looking, I've seen old Caucasian rich gay men who have two youthful of teeth.
Yeah.
And it's Friday. It's Five Nights at Freddy's. It's too much.
I love it. It's so good. When people have like, I think Taylor Swift got teeth like around 1989 era. Uh-huh. And they were just, they looked like those like, the like toy teeth that like chomp up and down.
She should have wrote, you need to calm down before getting those teeth.
To her dentist.
Yes. You need to calm down.
It's nice because you see them having to like close their mouth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they have to
They have to learn how to talk again.
Yeah.
New challenges.
Fifi O'Hara, when we did All Stars 2, she had gotten her teeth like maybe days before she left, and she was like still kind of trying to settle into them, like couldn't close her mouth, right? You know, she had like...
Although I got 8 of them, and the dentist told me, she was like, when you get your teeth done and it changes your speech considerably... It's because they're not good veneers. That's what she said. She said that it shouldn't change your... She said they shouldn't take up that much more space in your mouth. They should be really like...
The same.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But maybe that's just her being uppity.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Saw that your friend can't talk. Cheap. You know, I don't know.
Your ugly, poor friend.
Yeah.
I saw that they wanted to look like a rich person. But...
If it was up to Caitlin... Everyone would have veneers.
Yeah, that's true.
In a helicopter.
Yeah, that's her like foray into socialized medicine. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll get your teeth, honey.
Veneers and tits, yeah.
Instead of like Smile Club, the Smile Train where they're like fixing hair lips, she's in like the Serengeti giving people veneers.
No drinkable water.
No, yeah. She's flying in dentists and giving people veneers.
Yeah, and like microdermabrasion.
Lashes.
Yeah.
Lashes. Latisse.
Yeah. Oh my God. All right, well, I think we should probably wrap it up.
We are so fortunate to have you.
Oh my God.
Thank you so much
thrilled.
For coming.
I'm such a fan.
Would you ever come back? I had a blast.
I don't know if I can come back.
That's like when you have a hookup and you go, we should do this again.
Yeah.
And whether or not the person wants to, they have to go,
sure. Yeah, yeah. Let me get your number. I'll find it somewhere.
Yeah. But I've had hookups. I think I saw you on Instagram.
I've had hookups where I go, I would love to do this again. And then she pointed out to me like, that doesn't mean anything because of course they're going to say yes in front of you.
Yeah, nobody's ever going to be like forcefully confrontational to your face. Like, actually, this was not that great for me.
Yeah.
Would you
would you do this again? Absolutely not.
Yeah, like, no fucking way, you fucking cheap tooth monster.
Someone lied to her several times. This was so fun.
Yeah,
this was so fun.
Where to tell the children where they find you online?
Oh yeah, at Macy Rodman on Twitter and Instagram. And my next single is called Rock and Roll Gay Guy, and it's coming out on August 5th on Accidental Pop Star Records.
Yes. And go stream Love Me. It's a great song.
Yes. Yeah.
It was Rainbow Spotlight of the week.
It's gorge.
Yeah.
Big poolside energy, poolside vibes.
Yes.
Yeah. You give body, adi, adi, leg, leg, leg. It is so great in the videos. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. And good luck with the governor's race.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks,
girl.
Bye.
Vote.
Rock the vote.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.